The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg, this is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Now, here's your host, John Lazer.
Good evening, Hokies, and once again, welcome to Tech Talk Live. We are back in Blacksburg, and we have an enthusiastic group of Hokies joining us here at McLean's at First and Main, and we enthusiastically dive into the week ahead and the week behind. John Lazer, indeed, alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and joined, as we are each and every week, and are certainly grateful for that, head coach Justin Fuente is with us. And, Coach, you come off another efficient showing and a victory against Rhode Island. I know we got your thoughts immediately following that victory. Your offense a bit shorthanded. Some other guys stepped up, and it seemed like ultimately you were very pleased with their efficiency throughout that low possession game.
Yeah, it was kind of a unique game. I'm not sure I've been a part of a game quite like that in some time in terms of only having eight possessions on our side of the ball for us. And we were down. You know, we dressed four scholarship wide receivers, or we had we dressed more than that, but we only had four that were ready to play. So maybe that was a good thing that it wasn't a high possession game, you know, because we were pretty thin there. But I'm happy that we found a way to win the ball game. Certainly it wasn't perfect by any means, but if we continue to take care of the football, can create some turnovers defensively, I think we'll have a chance in any game that we play the rest of the year.
A couple weeks ago, you talked about we need to find our identity. Are you getting any closer to that? I mean, obviously, Hendon Hooker helps with his ability to extend plays and run and not turn the ball over and those sorts of things.
Well, he's certainly leading us toward one, I believe. He's played two games now, and we've taken care of the football and had some success running the football. Obviously, Miami is a pretty stout defense. We all saw on whatever night that was, Friday night, their defensive performance against UVA. I mean, they put on a pretty good show there defensively. So, that game 2 weeks ago, something to be proud of in terms of us taking steps forward and becoming more efficient. What I'd like to do is get everybody out there all at once. I'd like to get our whole offensive line, our young guys continue to improve. I'd like to get them in there with those sophomores that are getting better, and I'd like to get Hendon in there with all his weapons at wideout and really see what we can do.
Coach, I want to circle back to that in just a moment, but as you're talking about the progression for Hendon Hooker, we know that your reaction on big plays is going to be enthusiastic, and on negative plays it would be the opposite. But I was curious, there was a particular play in the game where Hendon, it was in the plus side of the field, took a shotgun snap, kind of scanned through his progressions, and then just like, nope, and just dumped out of it and threw it over the bench. I'm wondering if you're in that moment internally kind of fist pumping to yourself.
Yeah, well, like having a recognition that that he was stuck, so to speak, is what we referred to. He was stuck into the boundary on his progression. It was a bad look, and we didn't try and force the football in there. I mean, he could have gotten on the move and tried to see if he could get something and then thrown it away. But, like, to have the comfort to know and recognize that you're not in a very good situation and not have it be a disaster and live to play another play, I think is a good step for him.
Speaking of comfort, let's talk comfort level here. Halfway through the season, six down, six to go, three home, three away. You're never as far as you want to be along, obviously, and you just talked about injuries and not having everybody together yet. Kind of what is your comfort level?
Well, I'm excited about our group. I really am. I think we continue to improve. Our young offensive line continues to get better. there was two true freshmen in there, and then a couple sophomores and another redshirt freshman that are kind of starting to gel. We're starting to get all of our skill guys, and we went through the first part without Damon. Been through the most recent part without Trey. We're starting to get those guys all back, all with the pup Tavion Robinson mixed in there and doing some things, along with a running game that continues to improve. Defensively, I think we're finding out what we need to be, that we need to be a pressure team, that we continue to mix up those looks. We've got a group up front on the defensive line that's playing really, really hard. You know, they're really giving us a chance with their effort. And continuing to improve in the back end. So I like where we're headed and where we're going with our young guys.
While we're on that theme, let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. Defensively, you were without Deshaun Crawford. He had the ankle issue after closing in on halftime against Miami, unable to go in that matchup against Rhode Island. But it seemed like those young guys, Mario Kendricks certainly popped, and Norrell Pollard, seems like they continue to rapidly get better and better.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate that those two young guys have been far enough along to play early in the season. And you know, Fuga is another one that we've been holding back that I'm really excited about. It's just that Mario and Norrell are just a little bit further along earlier in their career, and I think they've got a chance to really be productive, good players. And it's not often that you play those young guys in the offense and the defensive line, which is ironic because we're now playing four. Two on the offensive side and two on the defensive side in the interior lines, and they seem to be holding up pretty well.
Well, Coach, as you say in your football program, it's next man up, and I appreciate you being the next man up for me the last couple of weeks, but specifically last week I got rave reviews on your live reads.
I'm not surprised.
I'm egoless, so if you'd like to do the beef chew read.
You got the beef chew.
Yeah, I got this one. Okay, you're going to step in later? All right, well, here's how we seamlessly do this. Let's see if I can kick off the rust. Make sure your dog, bad start, make sure your dog is protected every month. Ask your vet about heart. Guard Plus, the real beef chew that dogs love. TTL continues with head coach Justin Fuente after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues as we continue to reflect upon the Hokies' victory over Rhode Island, second straight fourth of the season, 34-17, the final at Lane Stadium. Hokies, of course, staying home this week, getting back inside the ACC and welcoming North Carolina. We'll spend a lot of our time, particularly the second half of Tech Talk Live, looking ahead to the Tar Heels. But we continue to go back, and Coach, we discussed this a lot with you after the win over Miami. Alan Tisdale, of course, making the big deflection on the final play of that victory, but really that was just the culmination of a fine game. Seemed like Alan was able to continue that this Saturday against Rhode Island as well.
Yeah, he certainly has been marked by continuous improvement. He just continues to work. He's so athletic and can really run and cover so much space in that boundary linebacker position. It's really nice because, you know, we've got a little three-guy rotation in there now between Rayshard, Dax, and Allen, that we can get guys a little bit of a break and really kind of shuttle those guys through there. And part of the reason that we're able to do that is because of how Allen has come on and how Bud feels about comfortable putting Allen in the game, particularly when they're throwing the ball a lot.
You mentioned the pup earlier in that last segment, Tavion Robinson. Just talk about how he has continued to develop. And the cookbook, you went into the bag of tricks the other night. He threw a pass. Hendon kind of bobbled a snap. Did that mess up the timing of the play? The pass he threw to McLeese and the catch was a thing of absolute beauty. He must have had a toe on the line. Did y'all get see a replay of that?
I couldn't tell, to be honest with you. I mean, I know it was close.
And I'm still mad about it.
When they rule it incomplete and it's close, you know, you kind of figure that they're not going to give it to you. But, yeah, I mean, first of all, on that play, like I told Hendon, like, you just got to eat that. Like, when we're running a reverse pass, like, if the snap's on the ground, like, it's over with. Go get back to the line of scrimmage and we'll call it again later. But we kind of forced the issue there. And then Tavion kind of lofted one up there and, you know, kind of no man's land there, kind of over the linebacker, and Deshaun made a great catch and was ruled out of bounds. But, you know, Tavion just continues to get better. I like his work ethic. He shows up every day at practice and works to improve. He takes coaching, you know, like that sounds very simple, but he listens and can take in what you're asking them to do and go put it into action or put it into work without you know, without feeling like he's being ridiculed. You know, it's like, Tavion, if you want to play well, these are the things that you need to do. And he goes about working on them diligently. I didn't feel like he played very fast early in the year, even though he had a bunch of catches and all that kind of stuff. It didn't seem to me like he was playing very fast. He's made that a concerted effort to think about that. And I think he's caught up to the speed of the game now.
Staying with that point in the game, although it wasn't ruled a catch and then wasn't overturned on video replay, it seemed like an igniter for your team. I noticed that everybody really came over, seemed a lot to have a juice, for to use your word, for Deshaun McLeese. And then you guys score on the next play, and Deshaun was magnificent as well following that play. It seemed like it just kind of ignited everybody.
Yeah, I think it was an excitable deal, you know, and they like Deshaun, you know, and when he makes plays, they get excited for him. And you know, that's always a cool part of our job, is when you see our other players get excited for guys when they have success. But you're right, it did provide a little spark, and we had a little time there while they were reviewing it, and everybody's over there giving him a high five and all that kind of stuff. And I'm hearing in my headset that it's not going to count, but I didn't want to spoil the party, you know. So we're getting the next call ready to go back out there.
How about Damon Hazleton? How close is he getting to being, like, back to where he was? It's only played three games. People got to remember that. Had a big game with the five catches and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, he should have had 300 yards receiving. Could have had, I guess I should say. You know, still a work in progress. You know, he's just, in terms of getting back into, he just missed so much time. Yeah. I mean, it's just really remarkable how much time he's missed. It's really remarkable that he's as far along as he is. But we needed him. I mean, like I said, we were down to four guys, so we really needed to lean heavily on him in that game. So I'm glad he's been coming along. I anticipate that hopefully, if everything goes well through this week and then through the bye week, and then on to kind of the home stretch there, that he'll be full speed and up to game speed.
Chatting with head coach Justin Fuente. We'll continue to do that on the other side. We'll fast forward and start to look at North Carolina. Hokies will have to play the first half without Reggie Floyd. We'll look back on the play that makes that the case and what the plan will be going forward as well. Road right in the middle for the Hokies. Game 7 coming up. No matter where the road leads you, the miles have meaning. So stop by your neighborhood Marathon station. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Diet Coke continues to fuel Tech Talk Live after these.
There's something out there for you and me, and the American road is calling, so what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile, 'cause it's meaning in the mind.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how, with a little help from this quarterback.
Sell it! 44! four.
You can share a Coke with a coach, a mascot, or an MVP.
Chili, chili, chili.
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold! Delicious!
Hey, Hokie fans, this is Coach Fuente. Share a Coke is back for football season. When you're stocking up for game day, be sure to grab a Coke and share it with a friend. Share a Coke and go Hokies.
More of Tech Talk Live following this timeout for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at PK'sBarAndGrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
With Blacksburg Physical Therapy, there's nothing holding you back. From that round of golf, that bike ride on the Huckleberry, or even jumping at a Hokies game. At Blacksburg Physical Therapy, you don't need a doctor's referral. Get direct care for whatever's keeping you on the sideline. Blacksburg Physical Therapy has proudly served the NRV since 1991 with the best muscle and joint specialists. Locations in Blacksburg, Christiansburg, and Radford. Call today, 540-951-2703, or visit BlacksburgPTOnline.com. Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better.
This is Tech Talk Live, your place for all things Hokies. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues from McLean's at First and Main, as does the Hokies season right at the midway point, heading to ACC play. We'll get heavy into the Tar Heels here over our last three or four segments, but we continue to reflect on the win over Rhode Island. And, Coach, a couple more things I wanted to get to, namely the targeting call against Reggie Floyd. I know that you said that you felt it was the proper call, so there's really no reason to beat that dead horse. But at the same time, it does, by rule, mean you'll be without him for the first half. Devin Hunter steps in, Khalil Adler steps in, and it seems like you guys feel pretty good about that, even though you lose one of your leaders.
I do. I mean, Devin's worked incredibly hard. We've left him at that spot for basically a year now for him to learn the nuances. I think Justin Hamilton does a fantastic job preparing our safeties to play each and every week. I know he'll get Devin ready to go. Ladler's a guy that has played all three of those spots and can always fill in if need be. Nasir Peoples is another one that has been working in there that is continuing to show up on special teams as he gets a little bit more work and continues to improve. So, it's unfortunate. It's part of the rules, but I think the guys that are going to step in will step in admirably.
In all the years that you've been coaching, have you ever been in this situation where you're not going to have a senior starter on this team? I mean,
no, I hadn't thought of that.
How young you guys are?
No, I don't recall having. That's not a good stat. I like to have like 20 of them. No,
not much we can do, Coach.
But we will. We will eventually. But no, I don't know that I've ever had a situation like that. You know, it's unfortunate. Tyrell's, out and. Some of the other guys are not starting, and Reggie's out, so we'll have to get the young pups ready to go. I didn't know that till now, so I appreciate the reminder.
Sorry to mess up your night.
That's why I separated you guys again this way. That's why I'm sitting in the middle here this week. Well, let's move to a stat that I think you'll probably like a lot better, and that's third down conversion rate for your offense, which you sit eighth in the country. You're converting 52%. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that in terms of a big positive for the offense, and one of the reasons also why it was a low possession game was because you guys were also grinding out drives.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we weren't, we missed a couple chances for really, really big plays and one or two play drives. So several of our drives were, a little bit more time consuming than maybe normal. I have been, that centers around the run game. I've always believed this back when I was a play caller. And if you can keep them off balance on third and short and third and medium, third and long, you're pretty dialed into what you've got to do. And we have converted a few third and longs by running the football. At Miami, we converted a third and long. Deshaun did, running the ball, which was still always trying to mix in there to keep people honest. But you know, have been pleased with our ability to stay on the field. Getting it to third and manageable has been a big key in that. Like, I know it's an obvious statement, but the shorter the yard to gain, the easier it is to convert. But being able to run the ball a little bit's been good. And then keeping them off balance, having the threat of running the ball in third and three, third and four, helps you throw the ball in those situations as well. So it's been a little give and take, and I've been pleased with it. We've got a big challenge this week in trying to keep those statistics moving in the right direction.
Coach, how about Taj Gary? Man, you got to be happy for what that kid has been through, how he worked so hard to get his way back, and he got some carries late in the game and almost scored. It was so close, but just the fact that he's back is
Yeah, amazing. I think it's remarkable, quite honestly, just to recover from an injury like that. Those that don't know, he broke his femur and towards the end of the year, his senior year, in a really tough collision, you know, had a pretty major surgery there. And, you know, I saw him not immediately after the surgery, but I'm guessing it was about a month later. I mean, he was still on crutches. He wasn't walking around. But he was very proud, very upbeat about his rehab, and, you know, has worked through the summer. He came to us in the summer. Obviously, he wasn't in very good shape because he hadn't been able to do much running, but I was pretty taken back by how well he could run in the summertime, not taking into consideration the condition he was in, but just the fact that he looked normal and could run. And then he's gone all the way through fall camp and now into the season. And, you know, we're going to continue to try and get him a little bit of work. We'll see how it works out in each game. But, you know, he gives us a little something that we don't have in terms of size. You know, we're not particularly big at tailback right now. And, you know, he's a guy that can cut that, you know, if things work out, can come in potentially and be a guy that can push the pile a little bit.
Not big at tailback. Haven't really been since Jalen Holston went down against Boston College, and that happened very early. And at the time you said, we know we're going to be without him for a long time. I know you still don't have a timetable for when he may be able to return, but it does seem behind the scenes that his recovery is going pretty well towards that effort.
Yeah, the last update I got on Jalen was that he was, you know, maybe as much as a week ahead of schedule. So, you know, sometime after the bye week, we hope to have him back. He is anxious to get back. He's worked really hard through the offseason, was really excited to have a really good season. And we need him back. You know, like, he's just really the only guy that we've got with some stature that we need to have in there. And he's anxious to get back. And as soon as he's cleared and ready to go, he'll be back ready to rock.
Tech Talk Live is brought to you tonight by Ideal Cabinets, celebrating their 50th year in the custom cabinetry business. Follow their Facebook page and post your favorite Virginia Tech game photo with the hashtag Ideal50 for a chance to win the grand prize of a $200 gift card, or visit them online at idealcabinets.com for more information. We turn the page to North Carolina Tar Heels coming to Blacksburg this Saturday.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech football, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. So fire up, Hokie Nation, and remember, flavor hails from Smithfield.
Looking for some quality dining options? Come try First and Main. Try the delicious cuisines of Bowl and Bones, Saki House, or Avellino's. Afterwards, you can satisfy your sweet tooth with some frozen treats at Frosty Pairing. Buy the newest VT apparel at Alumni Hall to prepare for football season. Don't forget to check out Joseph A. Banker Talbots for your other clothing needs. Whatever it may be, First and Main will help you make this fall the best one yet. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Solutions, service, sustainability. That's First Bank and Trust Company's Agriculture Division. Hi, this is Gene Copenhaver. For over three decades, we've provided rural America with innovative financial products and ag industry experts to bring growth, ingenuity, and experience to the markets we serve. That's probably why we're ranked among the top agriculture lenders in the nation. We take pride in becoming true partners to every aspect of your agribusiness enterprise. We're there for you because we're your agribusiness bank for life. Member FDIC.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
John Lazor, 10 Hall of Famer, Mike Burnup, head coach Justin Fuente. Now we turn it towards Saturday as North Carolina comes to Lane Stadium. 3:35 kick time, which means that Mike and the rest of our crew will be on the air at 2. And, Coach, obviously you already got a bunch of them today. You'll get it throughout the week. Questions about Mack Brown, of course, taking over the North Carolina program. So I don't want to go there. But he does bring in a new offensive coordinator, and that's Phil Longo. He comes from the air raid tree, and certainly you see that, I'm sure, when you're now looking at North Carolina offensively. They've got a number of skill position guys that will be a challenge for your defense this week.
Absolutely. They've got two running backs that are really good players. They ran the ball really well versus Clemson. They've got two wide receivers that have been highly productive. To me, the biggest difference between this North Carolina team and the one over the last couple years has been the quarterback play. I mean, they just, ever since Trubisky left a year early, they just haven't gotten very consistent play out of the quarterback position. But they have been good at the other spots. You know, like we would watch them on film and say, man, these guys are really good here, good here, good here, but they just haven't been able to play very well at quarterback. And you know, that cupboard was definitely not bare, but they did introduce a true freshman quarterback that's come in, Sam Howell, and played at a really high level. And they're doing some good stuff schematically. You know, they're into the run, pretty heavy into the run pass option type stuff with gap scheme and all that sort of stuff. But he is dishing the ball to the guys on the outside and making plays. He runs just enough that he gives you problems. And to me, he's been the difference for them, big picture-wise, this year.
Have you ever seen a situation where the quarterback that used to be there, the Chaz Surratt, goes from being a quarterback to the starting linebacker who's leading the team in tackles? I mean, that's a pretty amazing story.
It doesn't happen very often, especially in today's day and age. But I don't know Chaz. But I think a lot of the guy, you know, to welcome a position change and take it on, he is a big, good athlete now. I mean, he's 6'2", 6'3", 220, 230 pounds. He can really run. And, you know, wasn't playing, I don't know, I don't want to speak for them, but wasn't playing as efficiently, as good as that he probably wanted to. And somewhere along the line, they proposed this to him. He's done it and has really excelled. It's been a good position move for him. So he's somebody we'll have to know where he's at. They ask him to do a lot of stuff because he is a big, good athlete. And, you know, kind of a good story, quite honestly, even though it's another program of a kid making a move and embracing that move and now having some success with it.
We're talking about Chaz Surratt. For those who may have missed that, he was formerly the quarterback for North Carolina. He'll start more than likely at linebacker this Saturday and leads them in tackles. Coach, you mentioned Mitchell Trubisky, now, of course, the quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Does this team remind you, although it's a completely different coaching staff, of that 16 team? That was the heavy rain game. You played them down there, and that was Howard and Hollins and Switzer and all of them. They were loaded kind of offensively like they are now.
They are similarly talented and as explosive, and they're playing a completely different scheme on the defensive side of the ball. I would say offensively they're similar to what they have been over the past few years with Coach Fedora. That philosophy, I'm sure what they call things and that sort of stuff is different, but philosophically, you know, they look similar. Defensively, they've gone to a completely different mode of operation. They're playing a 50 defense, which is essentially three down linemen, and kind of teaching their techniques a little bit different. But, yeah, they have a similar talent level, and it's a similar type squad as the 1-16.
You think about the way they started their season off, got the win against South Carolina and then Miami. Seems like every game has been a close game. Clemson obviously going for the win. And then they kind of all put it all together against Georgia Tech, and that's the most complete game.
Well, so far, it's the only game they've played that wasn't really close. I mean, the game was actually not as close as the final score. And so, I mean, they kind of hit their stride there with Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech's doing a little bit of what we talked about, like searching for an identity on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, this North Carolina team is battle-tested, that's for sure. I mean, their first six games, they played some really good football teams, and they're coming off a bye week, so we'll see some things that we haven't prepared for that we don't know are coming. We just know that going in because they're coming out of a bye week, and we'll have to be able to adjust.
A lot of times, Coach, it comes down to thin margins, not only on the scoreboard, but when you're trying to get a guy ready to play, or in your case, multiple guys, back-to-back home games here, of course, then leading into the bye. How beneficial will that be to have the extra day where you don't have to travel and be in your own stadium for a second consecutive week?
Well, that's always the good part of it. You know, I'm anxious for us to go play better at home. You know, I just I don't know. I'm not sure if it's the tickets or family visiting or what exactly it is. I just haven't felt our players playing as well. It's not that they don't care. They're not trying. I don't feel like we've played as well as we have, you know, certainly at Miami and really to some extent even Boston College. I know there's a level that we can reach here at home. And I hope our guys, you know, I'm searching with how to get to them so that we can reach that level and, you know, set maybe some of the distractions aside and get ready to really go play and heading into the bye week, take stock in where we're at and then get ready for this stretch run.
The directional kicks obviously has been somewhat of a Rubik's Cube the last few games and whatnot, and I'm sure Carolina's probably seen that. What are you expecting or what kind of adjustments are you thinking about making?
You know, we return a few kicks, and then they start kicking it all over the place, and then we try to put two returners back there to give us a chance to really return the ball, and then they've been kicking it short and kick us over our head. We all saw the game. You guys know what I'm talking about. So, you know, we have to have a plan for it every week because, first of all, I think people are seeing that we're capable. You know, if you kick it the way you've been kicking it, they know that we're going to scheme it up and we're going to have a plan and we're going to have a chance to really hurt you with it. So being prepared for something new every single week is the road that we've chosen to take. And so we'll have to be ready for the crossfield kicks because, you know, we've shown that if you kick it how you usually do, we can hurt you. And we haven't shown if you give us something different that we can hurt that. So we're going to have to show that we can hurt that.
Talking about kick return, we continue to look at the Tar Heels. Couple more segments with the head coach. And how's this for a tease? On the other side, we'll talk about kickoffs, but we'll do it with a personal touch. More Tech Talk live across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Ready to get rewarded? Open a SunTrust Advantage checking account and you'll feel rewarded right away. Our new debit card controls let you lock your card and set spending limits directly on our mobile app. You'll also get free identity protection and credit monitoring through ID Notify by Experian. Peace of mind and great rewards? Advantage checking gives you all that and more. Visit a branch or go to suntrust.com/get rewarded to open an Advantage checking account today. Confidence starts here. SunTrust Bank, member FDIC.
Awaken the possibilities. Build an identity. Define a culture.
One-handed catch by Turner. Touchdown.
Let them know who we are. What we're here for. The time is now. Let's go. Experience Lane Stadium this fall. Tickets on sale now. Visit Hokiesports.com.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
from Learfield, IMG College. You're hearing it from the source, head coach Justin Fuente. For more with the head Hokie, here's John Lazor.
John Lazor and the Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, indeed, with head coach Justin Fuente. A couple more segments, and I teased it, so we have to go there. Coach, earlier you were having a little fun talking about John Parker Romo, who's done a nice job for you kicking off, primarily touchbacks to this point, but doesn't take an expert eye to notice that he approaches the football in a very unique fashion. And I was texting my wife, Renee, during your press conference today, and she said, please tell the coach that I do a spot-on physical impersonation of that approach. So if you'd like to see it at any point,
I would love to see that. That would be awesome. Yeah, he does have a, you know, a unique approach. He came, you know, we were in the middle of fall camp, and we do installation of special teams in groups, so we don't put all four special teams in the first day. So you do work for a couple days on one, work for a couple days on another, so on and so forth. You get to kickoff, so you're in the middle of fall camp, and nobody as a group has ever seen him approach the ball and kick off. So the whole team is standing there waiting for him. And it's the middle of fall camp, so everybody's kind of tired, waiting for him to kick off. And he goes to approach the ball with this bounding
gazelle-like.
Yeah, gazelle-like approach that I was just taken back. And, like, everybody was just kind of looking around. Yeah. Well, then he kicks one, like, you know, out of the end zone. Well, then everybody starts cheering. So then it becomes a deal. Like, it gave us life in the middle of fall camp as he approached the ball. So I had Josh Bost, our video guy, make a video of Gazelle, you know, like running in the wild, you know, and then spliced it in there with his approach and showed it to the team. And the kids loved it. And I was a little worried. Like, I wanted to make sure Parker was okay. Like, I wasn't making fun of him. Everybody got excited about it. You know, I thought it was a really cool deal. What was really cool is he sent me a text. He's like, Coach, that was the coolest thing ever. Thanks so much for, you know, like, I feel like a part of the team now. This is awesome, you know. So anyway, it is unique. I don't know. You know, you've got to have real self-confidence to approach the ball in that bounding manner that he does. And as long as he keeps kicking it out of the end zone, he can do it however he wants.
You might be good, like, doing that yourself. You might not think.
No, I don't think I could do that and not end up in the training room.
That would be something on, like, talent night.
Right.
How about Rayshard Ashby? Man, how good and solid and has he been all year?
He's awesome. I mean, he made two plays in the game. I showed the whole team. I mean, we're blocked. Everybody's blocked. And Rayshard finds a way to get off the block and make the tackle for a 4-yard gain. I mean, just you talk about a guy that can cover up things and has just this – it's not measurable. It's not height. It's not weight. It's not speed. He is strong, but he has a knack for playing football, for playing the game, for navigating small spaces and making tackles. And he's tough and highly intelligent and a great leader for us. But he really is a good football player. Really,
Coach,
is.
This will be a big weekend for recruiting in more ways than one.
Oh, yeah. We have we'll have upwards of 100 recruits on campus. Maybe not 100 recruits, 100 guests. Yeah, this will be hopefully the weather's nice and it's a beautiful day. And, you know, obviously these two schools are located in relative close proximity. So there's always recruiting deal. And recruiting doesn't come down to winning or losing one football game, but that doesn't hurt either, you know.
Absolutely. If you needed a reminder, yep. That North Carolina coming to Blacksburg, again, 3:35, scheduled kickoff at Lane Stadium. It's time for Are You Ready for Game Day? Brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating, as you will be this Saturday at Lane Stadium, or following the Hokies at home. And, Coach, we will talk after this break about what you feel are the keys against the Tar Heels, and we'll, of course, have fun with Foo. We're having fun tonight as well. My wife just texted me here was to say, I have a unique set of skills. I'm glad that that's being broadcast tonight. Tech Talk Live is being broadcast tonight as well across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort style heated pool to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Start your spring off right by taking a trip to First and Main. Whether it's stopping for a bite to eat at McLean's or stocking up for that fishing trip at Matt Hagen Outdoors, First and Main is bound to have the place to fit your needs. Go see that newest movie at the only IMAX theater in the region at Paragon Theaters. But don't forget to stop by Blacksburg Eye Associates to grab your newest pair of glasses beforehand. Whatever you want, First and Main has got it. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. G&H Appliance, celebrating 50 years of service. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
The Pete Dye River Course has a spectacular clubhouse and outdoor deck to host special parties, weddings, or casual get-togethers. Preston's at the River Course provides exceptional options for dining and catered events. Whether it's business lunch, golf break, or a night out, we're casual, friendly, and delicious. Come enjoy the great atmosphere and world-class golf at the Pete Dye River Course. Visit our Facebook page for more details or call 1-888-PETE-DYE. That's 1-888-PETE-DYE for reservations.
Question, tweet it to @LaysVT. Now back to McLean's at First and Main and your host, John Lazer.
Final segment with head coach Justin Fuente as we release him to continue preparing the Hokies for the Tar Heels here on Saturday. And coach, very quickly before we get to fun with food, just I'm sure turnovers and continuing to value the football will be amongst them. The other keys as you see them for your team to play better at home and get back in the win column in the ACC.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've got to we need to manufacture a big play in the kicking game. You know, like there's been kind of an uneventful couple weeks for us, which is a good thing. Don't get me wrong, like when bad things don't happen, but I'd like for us to manufacture a big play in the kicking game. And then defensively, we've got to make them one-dimensional. We got to keep them from running the football. And then on the offensive side, we've got to run the ball. Everything goes better if we can find a way to scratch out a living running the football. Obviously, we've got to take care of it and find a way to get a turnover or two, and then we can get this thing done.
Coach, a few weeks ago you mentioned you were talking about Jenny went over and got some meat at the meat place at Tech, mm-hmm. right? Well, apparently you like blew the whole secret.
Yeah, blew up the meat honey hole.
Yeah, so now really? I'm talking to a couple of people, and they said, yeah, every time we go over there now, there's no food. He said ever since Coach Fuente mentioned it, every time we go there, they're out of everything.
We had the same problem because Jenny went back there Friday to go try and get some steaks, and the place was cleaned out. Like there were no steaks.
See, that free advertising.
We're
pays
a victim
off.
Of our own success or advertising or whatever.
Yep,
we need to get a cut.
I don't want to cut. I just want some steaks.
No, you want to cut. You just want to cut a meat.
Yeah. I'll be happy to pay for it. I just want to get them.
All right. Speaking of cuts and takes, recently you were gracious enough to give us some time. You made your acting debut in a spot for Hokie Shops, and I've got more information on them in just a second. You starred in a commercial. You were kind of the headliner. Mike and I were the supporting actors in this. It debuted on Saturday. I don't believe you've seen it yet, but your daughters did, and it means a lot to us that it got their seal of approval. But if we could just get, you know, your muse for the role that you played and your description of how you nailed it.
Well, I've been typecast as a coach, so I don't have a lot of range, but I can knock that dead every single time. I can be a coach, but I'm just telling you that I'm not very good, and I know that, but I have more fun doing that kind of stuff. I'm just telling you, like, and everybody's so nice and apologetic about my time and all that kind of stuff, but the secret is I don't mind getting away for 20 minutes to go do something like that that's kind of fun, you know, secretly deep in my heart, like I've always... You know.
Yeah, we discovered that day. We're just trying to knock it out as efficiently as possible. You didn't seem like you wanted to go anywhere.
You felt
like
make sure we got it right.
Felt like we could have got it better on another take or two.
You have any fun homecoming? This is homecoming weekend. You have any fun homecoming memories or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Special?
I have no. I wish I had a great story for you on that, but I don't. I can't even remember when was home. You know, like I've never got to go to a homecoming game as a non-player. You know, so like I go back to Murray State in the fall and go to homecoming or the University of Oklahoma or even my high school. So I couldn't tell you what games were homecoming and what games weren't or anything.
Never the homecoming king.
I was the homecoming king.
Whoa, time out.
I don't have a good homecoming memory, but I was the homecoming king.
Well, I didn't say I didn't have a good memory. I don't know. I forgot about that.
Well, let's hear it. Come on.
I don't know. What is there to tell?
Like, who'd you beat out? How close was the vote?
I don't know.
Did you ever wear a hat? One of those things?
No, I wore I had to put a crown on the queen.
Did they do the awkward thing where they had the homecoming court, like, at the halftime of the football game, so you were in uniform?
We had a pep rally in the high school. We had to get dressed up, so all the girls had their dresses on, and we had, like, I think we had, like, tuxes on, if I'm not mistaken. And so then you go out there, and they say, homecoming king is Justin Forte. And it took me a while to get the crown? The crown, like, off the pillow. I remember that. Like, I fumbled with that a little bit, but... I don't know.
Mike, were you homecoming king? I'll be startled if you weren't.
What? No, I mean, because we only had like 12 people in our class.
So who'd you lose to?
The janitor.
Well, he was a striking gentleman. Yeah, he was younger than he appeared. All right, one more, Coach, for you. Fun with food before we let you get out of here and spend some time with your family. Going back, is there a role? You said you've been typecast. Is there a role that you were born to play?
Yeah. I mean, like pretty much everything Harrison Ford's ever done, I think I could have, you know, Indiana Jones, 100%, Han Solo. Like, I think I could have knocked those out of the ballpark.
So if this thing don't work out, you got a future?
Yeah, it may be rough. Maybe rough sledding.
All right, Coach Fuentes heading out to Tinseltown to see if that will happen. But first, he's going to guide the Hokies against North Carolina. And I mentioned Coach was gracious enough to spend some time, and it is Hokie Shop's grand opening event tomorrow, 11 o'clock. If you're on campus, that's at the University Bookstore, and then 1:30 up at the Volume 2 Bookstore as well, going all week. I was just in there the other day with my man Kyler Pilling, and it is gorgeous, chock full of Hokie stuff I didn't even know existed. So if you need some new apparel for the game this Saturday, please check it out. Coach, as always, man, we appreciate your time. A lot of fun being back with you tonight. And again, thanks for carrying the water for me the last couple weeks.
You bet. Welcome back. Happy to have you.
Thanks so much. Head coach Justin Fuente is on his way out to prepare the Hokies. One more segment with Mike and I. We'll get you prepared, broadcast ready, and all the things that are back and coming your way this week as we do head into that matchup with North Carolina. This is Tech Talk Live, originating as it does each week from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Virginia 529, the official college savings plan of the Virginia Tech Hokies, is giving fans the chance to win a college savings starter account. Visit Virginia529.com/win for your chance at $529 to kick off your savings. Additional contributions made are taxed advantage and savings can be used at many public and private colleges close to home or outside of Virginia. Learn more and enter to win today at Virginia529.com/win.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
All season long, when the Hokies win, get 40% off pizzas the next day at PapaJohns.com. Just use the online promo code TECH40 and get 40% off all regular menu price online pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Just like that. Order from your independently owned and operated Papa John's using the online promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com. When the Hokies win, you win. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
You've looked and looked for that perfect home and can't find one with all the bells and whistles you want, so you've decided to build. First Bank and Trust Company can help you finance the construction of a new home so you can afford to build your home from the ground up. Once your house is built, we can finance your permanent mortgage also. So all you need to do is get started on that house you've always dreamed of, and we'll help make it a reality. We're doing what it takes to make life easier. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply. Ask for details.
John Laser, Mike Burnup, continuing and closing out Tech Talk Live from McLean's at First and Main here in Blacksburg. Great to be back here. As a programming reminder, we will be back next week, same time, same place, same channels, as the Hokies, Mikey, will hopefully be coming off their third consecutive victory and a home win over North Carolina. Make no mistake, though, it's going to be a difficult task. We got coaches' thoughts on this North Carolina team, and offensively, maybe not quite yet to the level of that 2016 team, and the Hokies, of course, playing them in heavy rain, just out-physicaled them and kind of pushed them around down in Chapel Hill that year. Didn't really get to see the full volume of that offense. They will this week, and there are plenty of threats offensively for this LPD to deal with.
Yeah, they got some skilled people. There's no doubt, and all centers around, just like Coach Fu talked about, the catalyst, the quarterback, and he's really talented and good, and he can make a lot of things happen, extend plays and whatnot, and so it will be a challenge. You know, I like the fact that they are obviously playing at home here. I think they feel like they got a little chip on their shoulder with something to prove. They haven't put together a 60-minute game yet, Lays, and so I hope this will be the week that they'll be able to do that. So, you know, it was a crazy game last week with that 8-possession game, and, you know, you score on 6 of them. I mean, it's not that they didn't play bad. Field position was a huge thing in that. The average start was the 27-yard line. You know, it was a lot of long drives and whatnot. And they, Rhode Island had a great game plan. Short passes, hard to get pressure on them. And then, you know, the defense clamped them down there in the fourth quarter, which was certainly good to see. But it's a big challenge, and that's what you want. And then you get the open date to try to get good and healthy, because that last five is going to be absolutely a grind.
Well, you mentioned that North Carolina is capable of making many things happen. We've seen this Tech offense be capable of making many things happen as well over the last couple of weeks. And speaking of making many things happen, clearly there have been some bumps in the road. There's been some disappointment at times in the level of execution and where you are right now. But a win over North Carolina would make a lot of things happen for this program. 3 straight from a perception standpoint, go into the bye, set up for a difficult stretch. But it would put a lot of your goals back in alignment with your preseason expectations.
Well, no doubt. And I think when you look at the last 6 games, if you just had to guess right now, okay, you'd probably be favored in 2 of them. And so you kind of got to make hay when the sun shines, and you got a great opportunity this week with your home crowd playing a team coming off an open date. It's kind of been weird with the open dates. I mean, some of these teams haven't played very well after they've had open dates, including the Hokies against Duke, but then Duke played great, right? So you just never know. So it'll be fun. I mean, that's why you play the game, and I'm excited about the fact that it's going to be great weather, and it should be fun to see what this team has, and hopefully some of those guys will be back and be healthy, because they got some weapons on offense, but they just haven't had them all at one time yet. And I like the way the offensive line is coming together. You think about Cannon has been there a lot in Tenuta. They've been able to sub in there for Nestor and whatnot, and Silas Janzy. And so that's certainly added to the depth. So it's very, very positive. moving forward.
Yeah, without question. And, of course, Coach updating the condition of Trey Turner earlier today said hopes he's available, and we really still haven't seen a 100% Trey and Damon together. Hopefully that's this Saturday or in the not-too-distant future. Well, Mikey, I know despite what you tell me privately, you missed me the last 2 weeks, but I know more than that, you missed podcasting. So I know you're excited
that
Hokie Pod is coming back this week. But it is going to be a fun one because we're going to get more of your analysis of the win, where this team is going forward, and also I'm going to have a conversation with Jerry Kill, which I think should be pretty cool.
I like Jerry Kill. You know, it was kind of interesting. About 2 weeks ago, coming off the practice field, I had a conversation. I said, you know, what's kind of your initial opinion? And you know what he said? He said, we're not tough enough. And you think about what happened after that. I mean, this team has gotten back to what they kind of were, hard, smart, tough. And, you know, I think that was a suggestion clearly he gave probably, and just kind of sensed that. So, he's got great perspective. He's won everywhere he's been. He's a great guy, and I'm looking forward to seeing what else he can provide and help this team out with.
Without question. Listen for that conversation. It will be available along with the rest of Hokie Pod, Mike West, myself on Thursday. We hit the air. Luther Matty joins us as well. We'll also have Andre Davis on the Kubota Kickoff Show this week, 2 o'clock from up on Castle or outside Castle Coliseum off Washington, and right back here next Monday. Mikey, thanks as always for all the help you provided the last couple of weeks. Trevor Williams down the line as well, our outstanding producer. Appreciate them as well. Appreciate you, Hokies, of course, each and every week. Thanks for being with us, and most importantly, as always, thanks for being Hokies.
Make sure to prepare yourself for the air by shopping at First & Main. Whether it's buying some furniture for your apartment at Ashley Home Store or some back-to-school clothes from Loft and Alumni Hall, your options are endless. After shopping, you can enjoy Mexican food at El Rodeo, delicious sushi at Saki House, or stop by one of our many other great choices. Don't forget to drop by Runabout Sports and Five Star Nutrition to help prepare you for the best workouts. Follow First & Main on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for great deals this year. First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First & Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. inspiring kid confidence.